This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We're going to speak today about Masech Teksubas Daf Nun. The Gemara says, talks about a takana. On the third line, Amar Ravila, Be'usha Hiskinu HaMevazvez Al Yevazvez Yosher Mechaymesh. Someone who wants to give extravagantly should not give more than a fifth of his earnings to tzedakah. One should not give more than one-fifth of money to tzedakah. We know there's a concept of maser, which is worthwhile to speak about in its own right. There are different shittos regarding maser. Is it a custom? Is it a drabanan? Is it a dairaisa? But now we're learning that if you want to give, you should not give more than a fifth. So I would like to speak about a number of inyanim regarding this takana of Usha. And all of today's Mar Mekoymos come from the Sfarim of the various Sfarim of the Chafetz Chaim, not the ones that are maybe commonly referred to. We're now going to read from the Sefer Likutei Halachos, which is what the Chafetz Chaim wrote on the Masechtos and Shas about Karbanos. Chafetz Chaim wrote three volumes, whether it's Yuma, Krisos, Zvachim, Chulin. The Chafetz Chaim wrote something called Likutei Halachos. So again, the Gemara says it's a takana not to give more than one fifth of one's money for tzedakah. The Gemara in Yuma says, Tana Rabbanan, Ani va'asher v'rasha ba'an ladin. In the end, in the final court case, after a person passes away, a poor man, a wealthy man, a wicked man, they come to be judged. La'ani oimrim lai. To the poor man, they say, "Mimnei malo yasakta b'toira." Hey, poor man, why were you not oisek in toira? Imoimer ani hayisi. If he says, "I was poor," v'tar b'mezaynois, I was busy making a living. Oimrim lai, they say to him, "Klum ani hayisa yosem hillel." Were you more poor than hillel? Amro alav al hillel hazaken shebchol yamayam hayoisa umestaker b'tarpik. Hillel was one of the poorest people who ever lived. Every day he made a tarpik. I don't know how much is a tarpik. $10. Chetzio hayinoyz in l'sharm beis hamedrash. He gave half of it to the guard. V'chetzio hay l'parnaso, l'parnasas anshei beis hamedrash. And half for the people of his household. So the Chafetz Chaim points out, from here we see, v'hinei muchach mizeh, da'afilu mishuhu ani b'yoyzer, even someone who is exceptionally poor, Gamkein chayiv l'kbaya itim l'toira, is also obligated to establish times for learning. Void muchach mizel, Chavetz Chaim says, is also muchach. Teha adam shene yachal lomayt ba'atzmai, someone who's not able to learn on their own, umuchrach liskar ezim alamed l'zeh, and he has no choice but to hire a tutor, v'hu ish ani, and he's poor. Shemuchrach laharviach memalach shoyse b'shalachirim, and basically, this poor man has to profit from work that he does for others. So basically, he makes a very, very meager salary. And if he's going to hire a melamed, it's going to really cut into his salary. Nevertheless, he has to be mitzamtzem his earnings and squeeze together some of his earnings and live frugally. But simsum rav, meaning live in great deprivation, the liskar echad shamdil taras Hashem, and hire someone to teach him. Meaning, even though it's going to mean you can't eat chicken for supper, you're going to eat toast and butter every night, and for Shabbos, you're not going to have all the dips, and you're not going to have all the trimmings. You're going to have to live a very frugal life. Doesn't matter. You need to learn. Learning is eternal life. You're worried about 70 years, 80 years, 90 years in this world? What about a billion years in the world to come? That's much more important. So, you don't have a car? So you don't have a car. You'll walk. You'll take public transportation. And you won't have a bungalow. And you won't go on vacation. And you'll get a suit every 10 years. But you have to learn. That's the most important thing. But then the Chafetz Chaim has a kasha. But why did Hillel give away half of his earnings? But the Gemara in Ksuba says, "Hamevazbez al yevazbez yoyser mechaymesh." Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Ve'enoy doyme lahad aminan hamevazbez al yevazbez yoyser mechaymesh." Zeh rak l'inyan tzedakah. The din of al yevazbez yoyser mechaymesh is to give away to charity. Avoloi le'inyan Torah, not for learning Torah. Shehu mechuyav leida oisa. You need to know the Torah. V'hi chayav lanetzach. That's your eternal life. You're right, you don't have to give more than a fifth of your money for tzedakah. But you got to give away whatever you can in order to know Torah. And if knowing Torah means you're going to have to give away half of your money for your earnings. You know, people say, I can't afford tuition. It's more than 50% of my parnasa. It could be 97% of your parnasa. Your kids have to learn Torah. It's not tzedakah. Doesn't matter what they charge. No, it's not right. They charge, whether it doesn't matter if it's right or not. You can't fight City Hall. But what you need to do is you need to educate your children the Torah. So when it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, there's no cap. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, certainly you should not spend money on luxuries. Because spending money on luxuries, you could have used that money to hire a better Rebbe to teach you Torah. In other words, it's Kedai. Let's say a person should go to Reb Chaim Knievsky and he should say, Reb Chaim, teach me Torah. I have chovus. I have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. I don't know. I'll give you $1 million. $1 million. Maybe he would ask his son. His son would say, look, I have to have a yeshiva, you know, Kiryas Melech. You got to do it. Do whatever it takes. In other words, there's no cap. When it comes to a person's learning, there's no cap. That's the first klal in the Gemara and Subis of Al Yavaz Beis Yoser Mechaymesh. Now I want to share with you, just today I want to learn halacha. But in the halacha we'll see some lamdas. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a very important sefer. The name of the sefer is Avas Chesed. I regret when I was in yeshiva for many, many years, we used to have a daily seder in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the halachas of Lashon Hara, Sefer Shmiras Halashon, the Musar of Shmiras Halashon, and also Sefer Avas Chesed. It was a cycle. You would finish, you know, again and again and again and again. So I used to say my Sefer Chafetz Chaim was red and my Avas Chesed was green. So that the you know, I looked at it like red light, green light. Red light is Lashon Hara, green light is Avas Chesed. But anyway, this comes from the Sefer Avas Chesed. And the Chafetz Chaim has a chapter, basically, on this Gemara. And a lot of very interesting things emerge. Chafetz Chaim, it's in Perek, the 20th Perek of the third of the second Chelek. As you see, they're very extensive footnotes. We're just going to read the top today. Isa b'ksubas daf nun, heskinu chazal ba'usha, hamavazbez al yavazbez yoser mechamesh, shema yitzarch lebriyos. Ah, imloi mishu ashir muflag. What if somebody's exceptionally wealthy? A guy's a billionaire, right? He's a billionaire, but he makes, let's say, you know, $10 million a year. So he only has to give $1 million of tzedakah. I'm sorry, he's capped at $2 million. He has more money than he knows. He doesn't even know what to do with the money. He goes to the restaurant, he says, I want golden hamburgers. So they start shredding gold, and he's eating. I know people like this. The problem is that these people, they don't like to give tzedakah. They like to go, they literally have hamburgers shredded with gold, and they eat it. It's edible. No, someone who's an oisher muflag, there's no takana vusha. Where does that come from? Mashma posing alav lo yosa takana ayin babakama daftes. Okay, that's the first. So by the way, so far we've learned two exceptions. Number one, for your own personal learning, there's no takana vusha. Number two, if someone's an oisher muflag, there's no takana. Another thing, v'chein levazbeis koidem oisai, shebazel lo shayach shema yitzarech labriyos. What's the reason you're not to give more than a fifth? What's the reason you're not to give more than a fifth? Because, you know, you might need to come on tzedakah. The guy's on his deathbed. They already said vidoy. At that point, you're allowed to give more than a fifth. So what do you mean? I have to leave over a big Yerusha for my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I need to leave a Yerusha so that my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will be able to afford the nursery school. You don't want to have to tell that to the Malach. And basically, I don't want to get into this now, but the Chafetz Chaim has a very big footnote here from the Yesh Noichlim. I think the father of the Chida, who basically says that on the one hand, yeah, a person should be concerned with their offspring, that they have something respectable, and on the other hand, the person has to be concerned with their own neshama. And therefore, you should make both of them happy. Meaning, you leave over to your family, but you should also, but l'kayda moysai, you should leave over something generous for your own eternal zchus. That's the conclusion of the Chafetz Chaim. But he says, to give before one's death, loy shayach shama yitzrach labrios, gam ke mutil levazvez harbe. If you look in your Ardea Reish Mem Tes, yachal l'chale koyda moysai kamashir, so you could give as much as you want. Some say up to a third or up to half, but not more. Okay, interesting. Not more than half. Up to a third or half. So, ayivazbez is b'chayav, koyda misa, up to a third or half. We find in the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Samach Zayin, it will be there in only 4 months, by Mar Ukva. Sha'amar koyda moysoi, kishez boinim b'tztak, kishasad b'imei chayav, Mar Ukva. Before his death, when he contemplated the minimal tzedakah he gave in his life, he said, Archa rachikta uzvadin kalila. It's a long journey, and I have very light suitcases. So what did he do? Ufalginu l'nechasav l'tztaka. He divvied out his assets for tzedakah. Next, the Chafetz Chaim brings another opinion here. Yeshoimim dahad arminan al yavaz v'zioser mechoimesh. You know when you can't give more than a fifth? When you're looking for people to give to. But if hungry people come to you, people who don't have clothing, you have an obligation to give them food and to cover them, like the Torah says, "De machsar shayachsar loy." Or let's say you hear a story of Pidyon Shvuyim. Oy sheyira shvuyim, shuchayiv liftoisam, kasher tziva Hashem Yisbarach. Uritzoin elasis azayoysim mechash. You have people, right? You know, like in the Ukraine. You have a situation of Pidyon Shvuyim. And you want to give more than a fifth. You're allowed to. The din al yevazbeis is when you on your own are being yevazbeis. You're going out on your own and you're looking for who to give to. But if you know people need, you're allowed to give more than a fifth. Kasha tzivan shenzor, tzon elos azayah, rashayim, midas chasidus, it's the right thing to do. By the way, I just want to point out, and this is not the topic of the shir, but we know there's a concept of maiser, there's a concept of chaymesh. It is a very big sugya, whether perhaps chaymesh is not just discretionary, but perhaps obligatory. It seems to be the opinion of the Rambam and the conclusion of the Gra, and the Chafetz Chaim speaks about this at length, about when does maaser apply and when does chaymesh apply. But that's not the subject of today. Today is one really capped out on a fifth? So number one, we're learning for your own learning. There's no shir. Number two, if someone's an oysher milflag, there's no shir. Number three, before misa, there's no shir. Number four, if there are people who need, you're allowed to give more. Furthermore, it's venera demayri ba'oifen she'en oigeh lepikuach nefesh mamash. We're talking about in a situation that it's not noigeya mamish for pikuach nefesh. Somebody's life is on the line, where the shavoy is about to die, the hungry person might come to sakana, there is no shir of chaymesh. We only say your life comes before the life of your friend, but we never say your wallet comes before your friend's life. Next, another exception. V'dad, demashes kinu chazal shaloi lefazer. Nera dehainu dafka kishamavazveiz nichsei beisai adeze hapizor. You know what it means? Don't give more than a fifth. Don't give away your couch and your refrigerator. Like it says hamavazveiz. Avo b'davar mu'ad, a small amount. Let's say you have a steady job. Yechveis, you work 9 to 5 and you make $100,000 a year. And every day, every week, you bring home a salary, and it's more than you need. Let's say your weekly expenses are, I don't know, if you're making $100,000 a year, so what's that, $2,000 a week? Let's say you only need $1,500 a week to live. And you're bringing home every week $500 extra. You could give it all to tzedakah. The din is hamefazer is when you need it. If you don't need it, you could give it away. It's talking about, so what does it mean hamefazbeis? It's giving away your living room, your couch, your furniture, your car. But you just have extra cash sitting around. You're allowed to give more than a fifth of Chafetz Chaim says. Next. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a chidush nifla ma'oid, quoting the Shita Mekubetzes on our Gemara. The whole din of don't give more than a fifth is when you're giving to tzedakah, Chai Lifeline, RCCS, Taim Chai Shabbos. But to support Torah, give it all away. Why? Because it's a business deal. You're getting something in return. You get the schar of the learning that you support. So how could you max someone out? He wants to buy more Torah. Says, and now, the chiddush here is not this shita. This is a shita mikubetzes. The chiddush is the Chafetz Chaim is paskening this way. Chafetz Chaim says, V'dawi, the cholik ha'atagon ha'stam tzedakah of l'achzakas ha'Torah, mitzadei b'sev v'shita mikubetzes. So shayach zeh klal. There's no din of you're capped out at a fifth. By the way, all of this really heightens, you know, I think most people today, if they could take out their record books and show, I give meiser, they think, wow, you know, they're a mamish, a big baal tzedakah. Most people don't think maybe there's something called a chaymesh, but here we're learning beyond chaymesh. I mean, I remember I was very moved. Rabbi Reisman, I once heard this many years ago, said a story that his father, maybe B'Soif Yamav, came to the yeshiva Tar Vadas, and he said, I want to speak with you. So Rabbi Reisman came out, he sat in his father's car, and his father said, you know, I have to ask you for mechila. So he said, for what? He said, you know, I gave a lot of tzedakah. He said, you gave more than meiser? He said, I gave a lot more than chaymesh, and it came out of your Yerusha. And, you know, I asked you for mechila, but, you know, somebody like, you know, you see why he was zoicha to such a son. But, you know, Rabbi Reisman said over how the extent of his father's generosity. But anyway, Chafetz Chaim explains, what's the reason for why hachzakas atar you give more than a fifth? Acharesha avorzeh yeishloi chelek b'schar toirasai. Because you have a share in the person's learning. That's why Zvulun was the third of the Nesiyim, because he loved the Torah. Okay, so that's the Chiddush of the Shita. The Chafetz Chaim paskens that way. Okay, let's see the story. Chafetz Chaim brings a story from Koheles about Rabbi Meir. Rameir was a good scribe, and he made 3 sela a week. He ate with one, he provided shelter with one, and he supported chachamim with one. His talmidim said, Rebbe, what are your children going to do? So what's the problem? If they're tzaddikim, David said, Lo ra'isi tzaddik nezav, azarim v'akers lachem. And if they're not good, why would I leave money to oivei hamakoyim, Rameir said. There's another medrash. Somebody learns Torah, teaches Torah, observes the Torah, fulfills the Torah, but he could have supported Torah and he didn't. What do we say? Or asher lo yakum es divrei haTorah hazois. But someone who didn't learn, didn't teach, didn't observe, and he didn't really have the capacity to support Torah, and he did. He's Baruch Asher Yaakov, meaning the difference between someone who's on the winning team and not, more than learning, is supporting. You could ask, you know, all of these, you know, Adirei HaTorah, right? Adirei HaTorah. You know, they have this big movement in Lakewood of supporting Torah. You ever wonder, what are they doing having the movement in Lakewood? In Lakewood, they're learning. They should have the movement everywhere else but there. The facts are, most hachzakas ha-Torah comes from people who learn Torah. It's an unbelievable thing. The reality is that people who learn, they understand the value and they support. But the Chafetz Chaim said there is no takanas usha on hachzakas ha-Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim says, from here we learn how careful a person has to be, how they spend their money. Because if even tzedakah, which is the most important thing, Chazal say, okay, there's an amount, up to a fifth, certainly when it comes to just extravagantly spending money. Let's end off with one detail. I looked for this for many years. I wasn't always able to find it. This is a very big chizuk. People who are makbid to give maaser and chomesh have a maila over people who even give a lot of tzedakah. Some people, they don't necessarily give maaser. They're very generous. They give a lot, but they don't have a notion of giving, let's say, maaser or chomesh. Chafetz Chaim says there's a very big advantage of giving in an oifen where you're giving a maaser or you're giving chomesh. The tzedakah is much greater than someone who just gives a lot of tzedakah. Let's say you have a very wealthy, generous guy, and he's giving millions of dollars every year. But he doesn't have a cheshbin, he's giving maaser or chomesh. He might even be giving 40%. There's a maila over giving, you know, the maaser and the chomesh. Why? Because if you just give tzedakah, all you have is a mitzvah of tzedakah. But when you go to work, you're just going to work. But if somebody has a cheshbin, I'm giving 10%, I'm giving 20%, then when you go to work, your work is a mitzvah, because you're a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your avoida is a mitzvah. So it's not just the tzedakah is a mitzvah. The labor, the work is a mitzvah. Because all the work you do, you're working 9 to 5, you're working for the tzedakah, you're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're working for the Torah. So this is all on... So just to review, the Gemara says, the Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halacha says it doesn't apply to your own learning. In Avas Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim says it does not apply to Oyin Oysher Muflag. Doesn't apply Koida Misa. It doesn't apply when there are needy people who actively need. It only applies when you want to go out of your way looking to give. It doesn't apply if you make more money than you need. That's number six. It doesn't apply to Hachzakas HaTorah. So again, it's a rule and it's a takana, but there are a number of exceptions, which are not, none of them are mentioned in the Gemara. Chafetz Chaim writes in many places that when a person gives, the person never loses out. It's like a candle. Ner le'echad, ner le'me'el. Ribbon Sham is mashlam. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov, everyone. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.